Welcome, beloved listeners, to our podcast, a place where we share experiences through the lens of faith and find common ground in being loved by God. I'm Lorraine Hess here with Erica Strong, and we are beloved daughters of God. Our goal is to know that you are beloved by God, too. Hello, Erica.
Hello,
it's good
Lorraine.
To see you.
Good seeing you.
We're on our next Fruit of the Spirit, gentleness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm very excited about that today. But why don't we start in prayer?
Absolutely.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this podcast, for all of our listeners who take time to listen to this wonderful conversation. We ask you to bless our conversation today, and we thank you for your gentleness in our lives, and we ask you to inspire us to be gentle to ourselves and to one another. May your Holy Spirit bless this conversation and all those who listen. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Gentle. So I have to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I was preparing for this podcast, and just to remind our listeners, Erica and I don't talk mm-hmm. before we get together to discuss. We pray on our own, we come with our ideas, and we just let the conversation organically happen.
Yeah.
And I was really struggling with this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's because I'm hard on myself
mm-hmm.
or just finding scripture that had to do with God's gentleness.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't coming to me, so mm-hmm. I don't know. I have some thoughts, but maybe you could get us started off here. And you know, when you pray, what is it that came to you this time?
So that was one that kind of had me like pondering a bit, right? Because mm-hmm. for me, meekness, gentleness are one and the same. And I have said several times, you know, don't take my meekness for weakness, because people will, like, because you're a kind person, you have a good heart, sometimes it can be taken advantage of, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to think of gentleness as power under control.
Hmm.
Power under control.
So what do you mean by that?
Because, like, you have the power to, you know, strike back when somebody does you wrong, or you have the power to, like, you know, be angry or whatever mm. that is, be aggressive or abrasive. But if you choose meekness, gentleness, kindness, mm-hmm. that is taking your power and submitting it under control. Like, that's how I saw it.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking of it that way. I was kind of thinking of, you know, God is so patient with us. Mm-hmm. And is gentle with us. And it's kind of the same as the Lord is kind and merciful.
Mm-hmm.
He's gentle with us. He recognizes when we're trying the best we can.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons I struggled with this particular topic is, like I said a minute ago, is that I'm really hard on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have learned the hard way through life that if I could just lower my standards, I don't mean in a bad way, but like to stop putting so much pressure on myself
mm-hmm.
to do things right all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think God expects me to do things right all the time. And that is like the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness, is God being gentle toward us. And so this is a silly example, but I love making big bows on packages. Like if I wrap a present, I don't like gift bags. Mm-hmm. I use them, but I love wrapping a present. And my mom taught me as a little kid how to make a big fluffy bow. Oh. And my mom used to make all these big fluffy bows on all the Christmas packages of birthday. And my dad would just stack them up and throw them in the trunk. And she's like, you're squishing my bow. I made this bow. But anyway, my mom taught me how to do that. And so when I make a gift, I like to use a big fluffy bow. Well, as mm-hmm. I started having more and more kids, I'd get time to the holiday time, and I was like, it was like a cardinal sin to use a stick-on bow when I knew how to make such a pretty bow. But I was driving myself crazy. And I'm like, just, you know, just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Just put a stick-on bow and spend more time with your family. Like, be kinder to yourself mm-hmm. about your standards. The same thing for, like, keeping my house clean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a clean freak. My husband, if he listens to this podcast, he's going to crack up laugh. He's like, no, you're definitely not a neat freak. But there's something you can go to bed with dishes in the sink. It's mm-hmm. not going to hurt anybody.
All right.
You know, and just be gentle on yourself. That's good for your mental health. And I think the Lord wants us to be gentle on ourselves and to be kind and meek towards one another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know what, Lorraine, you said it best. Like, God, of course, is gentle with us, right? But remember, we're supposed to imitate what God does for us with ourselves first and then with others. So to be gentle with yourself, to be kind with yourself, to give yourself that grace. But what first, teach me how to make that bow. Like, remember that.
I want to learn. When you come to New Orleans, we're going to have jambalaya, we're going to eat beignets, and then I'm going to teach you how to make bows.
I love wrapping gifts too, and I love making pretty big bows.
I think another thing too for gentleness is, like you talked about, imitating God's gentleness towards us. And that there was an occasion years ago, I'm the music director at a church in New Orleans. And with COVID was my first year as a music director. So everything was different that first year. I was learning the new church and their traditions. And so when year two came around, it was kind of felt like my first year, because I would have to say, how do we do this? And what do we do for that? And like, well, this is your second year here. But I said, but last year when I did Easter, last year when I did Pentecost, we had no people in the church. We had like, so anyway, so there was, I thought that because we have this big Easter vigil mass, that Easter morning, we normally have a 7 a.m. mass. And I thought we didn't have 7 a.m. mass. And so I didn't schedule a musician. On Easter Sunday, I forgot to schedule a musician at the 7 a.m. mass because I didn't know we had 7 a.m. mass, but we always do every week. I found out at 6:58 in the morning.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, I was sweating profusely. It was like worse than a hot flash. And I cannot believe that I did. And it had been such beautiful music all week. I was so proud of myself. It was the first real Easter music. And I went right into the pit. And let me tell you, the priest that had that mass, my pastor, were so kind to me about it. I just it made me fall in love with my job even more. And I was so thankful. And so fast forward, there was an occasion when one of our musicians missed a mass that I scheduled her for. And I went right back to how I was treated when I had made that mistake. And I'm like, to treat this with gentleness. And I think that to your point, God, the priests were, through the whole gifts of the Holy Spirit, were gentle toward me. And that was the example of Christ. And that I pulled from that immediately when it happened to me.
Absolutely. But I have to pick up here where you said it was worse than a hot flash. For the guys, for the men.
Thinking of being gentle on yourself.
For the men that are listening, let me describe what that feels like, because they don't know. You are having an inferno from the inside out. Like, she was burning up from the inside out. Guys, you got that?
Oh my gosh. We could do a whole episode on just that.
Just that. That should probably be a part of the self-control conversation.
Oh my gosh. Like, true story. So when Eric and I met in Atlanta for the first time, and I mean, I had only known you, 24 hours? And we got on the subject of that, and it went off the rails, and we were laughing, and we were drinking wine. And anyway, our listeners, you can reach out to us on our website, Beloved Podcast, and tell us your story about that. But that is a good point about being gentle toward yourself as you put on a few more pounds and your hair's not doing what it should. Just getting older in general. Guys, you too. As you get older, you may have a tire around your belly that you didn't have before. You may not have as much hair in your head.
Yeah.
And you are still beloved by God.
Yeah.
And be gentle towards yourself, and, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's the conversation today, really, because we are so hard on ourselves, and it is your voice that you hear first before you hear anybody else's voice, right? So like when I'm standing in the mirror and I'm looking at those extra pounds that, you know, menopause gave me, and I could easily say to myself that I'm unattractive and, you know, I just don't fit my clothes well, and I hate this, the way that my body looks. Or I can say, you know what, God, I'm going to accept what I have, work towards what I can, and surrender the rest. Like, I can't control this. So to be gentle on myself, hey, I'm just going to be okay with what I have. But also, I go to the gym, I eat well, everything that is in my control, I'm going to do it. But I'm also going to have grace for the things that I cannot control.
Right. And I hear what you're saying. And it's, easier said than done.
Oh, yeah.
I think, honestly, I really think of all the gifts of the Spirit, and if our listeners, if this is the first episode you've listened to, go back to love and joy and peace and patience, our previous episodes. And I, you know, that was so easy for me to talk about, but gentleness. And I mean, I'm a kind person. I feel like I'm gentle toward my kids. And, but I think in general, like society in a secular world, it's look out for yourself, you know, point the finger so that nobody blames you. And, and so we're not by nature watching the news teach being gentle.
No.
Right. There's no news stories about how someone was gentle towards someone else. It's all about pointing the fingers and this court case and that, you know. And I think for me, that's probably been one of the biggest struggles in my life is being gentle with myself.
With yourself.
And if I could just look to God in the way God has been gentle toward me, it might be a little easier.
And like you instantly saw this gentleness as, you know, I'm so hard on myself. Like this is what, that's what you got from it, right? And so when I saw it as because I really have a very non-confrontational personality type, right? I'm always like looking for how can I be of an assistance? How can I help? How can I serve? And it's been taken advantage of, you know, in the past and still now, you know, it can be taken advantage of, right? And so when I saw gentleness, I saw it as like, okay, this is my power under control that I don't respond in a way that I probably would want to, right? Or I'm not secretly praying for private revenge on somebody because they did not, you know, do right towards me. But it was like finding a space to forgive and be gentle. And so it brought me back. And the reason why it brought me to that aspect of gentleness, because it brought me back to a part of my book, Love Strong, Stand Strong, Finish Strong, when I was talking about my husband, ex-husband at the now, leaving with an R&B singer. Do you remember that part of the book? And I'm sitting in front of the computer and I'm writing Essence, the magazine that had just done this big article on him announcing his engagement. Like, we're still married, right? And because he knew that I was not a person that's argumentative, combative, like I'm always going to avoid, you know, confrontation at all costs. And I'm sitting in front of the computer and I was like, darn it, I'm standing up for myself today. Today, I'm going to say, you are not going to do this to me, right? And so I'm in front of the computer and I'm writing back to the editor like, this is not right. I am still his wife. And I'm just telling her everything that I think that she should have done and recorrecting it and taking that, you know, that article down. And as I am checking for my grammar, I clearly am guided by the Lord to not send that email.
Praise God.
And at first I was thinking like, because I'm not confrontational, of course I'm going to doubt not sending it. But God showed me that in doing that, I was taking revenge in my own hands. But to release it to him, let God handle it. And honestly, this was what I struggled with and bless them. Like release it and bless them. Now that is some power under control. That's how I saw gentleness. Because I, in a space that I did not want to be gentle, I was guided to be gentle towards somebody else that was hurting me.
Yeah, that's powerful. And I would encourage people. I read your book, and for our listeners who have not read Erica's book, I would love for you to get it, and you can see just the level of faith and how much it took to merge all of these gifts of the Spirit, patience, love, and, you know, to see how you were able to do that. And it was just a beautiful example of true Christian faith. It was a beautiful book, and I highly recommend it.
I think your fur babies want to get in this conversation.
You can hear my puppies. I'm sorry. I know. I have three of them today, and we've just thought, I put them outside. They bark even more because they're chasing squirrels. We bring them inside and they're barking because they're rescuing me from the Amazon driver, the FedEx driver, my mail carrier, and all of my neighbors walking their dogs. So I have three today. And so I apologize, but I think they're joining the conversation to affirm.
Yes.
They're all creatures of our God and King are praising him and they are blessing our conversation.
That's it.
Well, anyway, but what I wanted to mention too is that as I was thinking about gentleness and some of the things that you said today, I'm thinking back to our previous episodes and how much we need the other gifts of the Holy Spirit to impact that gentleness. We need patience with ourselves. We need to love ourselves. We need to love one another. We need to, you know, we want this peace. Peace comes from being gentle towards one another. All of those gifts of the Holy Spirit that we talk about, faithfulness, they kind of all have a piece of gentleness, don't you think?
Well, yeah, Lorraine, one of the things that I realized personally for myself when we talk about gentleness is that for me, I have to remain true to who I am. What, you know, like who, what my character is, what, who God called me to be, who God want me to be, like who am I in every space that gives me the right to either go at it or be kind and be gentle. Like I have to decide who am I and remain true to that character. It, to me, it's gentleness, right? It's to be able to have it rooted in love where I can respond in kindness. I don't have to seek revenge. I can pray for people that has done me wrong. I can pray for situations that did not, you know, not turn out the way that I wanted to. And I can also be kind to myself.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I almost totally forgot. I wanted to let our listeners know that I just released a new single called God's Beloved. And it's it's very much inspired by this conversation that I've had with you, Erica, and some of our listeners who've reached out to us and shared their feedback about it. And it has a lot to do with, you know, release your anxieties and worry, like just rest in Jesus' arms.
Yeah.
Give up self-pity, choose gratitude, and it brings you peace. Like so much of that. And to your point, like just be true to our faith, be true, follow the scriptures, be an example. Let God show you how to be gentle towards one another. And be gentle toward ourselves. So anyway, I wanted to share that. I put that on our playlist. That's the only song I'm going to recommend for this particular podcast episode. It's called God's Beloved. And I'd love to know what you think. If you go listen to it, just kind of reach out to us on the website, Beloved Podcast.
Yeah, I love it. They're going to love it too. Like your songs always, to me, put you in this space of soaking in the spirit. Like it feels like soaking music to me when I listen to your music. So I'm sure that they'll love it. But again, that's your song is a good something for them to listen to. And then just journal, right? Like journal what they're feeling, journal how they're thinking about themselves. Like your song is a great prompt to like finding some space, finding some quiet time and just really journaling out. Or to me, sometimes journaling looks like me writing a letter to God, like, God,
right.
I'll just pour my heart out in written form and not just verbally, because sometimes that helps to just kind of put your thoughts into context. And so if you're struggling with anything, if you're feeling like, you know, you're up against the wall and anything and you need to be gentle with yourself, write it out.
Right. I didn't realize you journal. I've been journaling for years.
Oh, yeah.
And for any of our listeners who don't journal in your prayer time or it's so powerful. And it's not like writing out a diary. It's like, oh, it's so time consuming to journal. No, it's just sitting there in your prayer with a pen in your hand. Yeah. And as a word comes to you or a particular scripture comes to you, you just write these thoughts down. It doesn't even have to be, it could be bullet points. It can just be a word. It could be a statement. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll look back and I'll say, you know what? I use the word despair 3 times this week. What is going on here? Or I use the word gratitude or this particular scripture was read Sunday. It was in my my prayer book on Tuesday, and a friend of mine mentioned it. Is the Lord speaking me through St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians right now? Like whatever that particular, you would be surprised how your journal will speak back to you. That's the Holy Spirit like works through your hand to inspire you. And like in my journal every day, like as I finish my prayer time, I write, Lord, order my day. What am I supposed to do today? And then I just write what those thoughts are. I'm like, well, wait, I thought I was, nope, that's not the Spirit prompted me to do today. It may, he said, I want you to finish this article, or I want you to finish this song, or I want you to go to the grocery and feed your family because you haven't cooked in 3 days. Like the Lord will tell me and speak to me through my hand into my journal what I should be doing next.
I love that you said that through your hand and on your journal, because the most powerful entry that I did in my journal one time before, I think I was feeling something. Like I couldn't put my hands on it. It wasn't positive. It was a very heavy feeling. Like I felt like I wasn't accomplishing enough when I needed to. I just didn't feel fulfilled in the moment, right? And so I grabbed my journal and I started writing as if I'm writing a letter to me from God.
Right.
And I started the letter off with, and it's so funny, I just thought about it when I just was about to say this. Dear beloved Erica. Now, this was before we met. Before we did the podcast. And I started the letter, dear beloved Erica.
Yeah.
I love you so much. Like, it's giving me chill bumps just thinking about it. And I literally just wrote it as if God was personally talking to me. And he said, and I said, dear beloved Erica, I love you so much. And I literally have goosebumps every time I talk about that because I felt like God was talking to me through that inspiration of my input, because everything I needed in that moment, it was like I was hearing it back. Like, you are okay. Right. You know, you have done enough. Like everything that I was feeling like so inadequate around.
It's almost like God was whispering to you.
Yes.
And a whisper is gentle, right?
Yes, yes.
So there's the gentleness of God speaking just so sweetly into your ears.
Yep, yep.
That's good stuff. We got to end it on that, because I want our listeners to really just, that to be the last thing they remember, that they will sit down with a pen and be loved by God in that way too.
Absolutely. Good talk, Lorraine.
Beautiful conversation.
Thank you for joining us today on our podcast, Beloved, and talking about gentleness. You can connect with us on our website, belovedpodcast.com, where you'll find Lorraine's song suggestions and the Bible verses I mentioned in today's podcast. Please say hello and subscribe to our social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube. Join us next time as we continue the fruits of the Spirit in self-control. Until then, remember, you are beloved.